All right, Father's Day is sneaking up on us again, and June 16th will be here before we know it, Steve. So how would you guys like to spend your Father's Day? And Steve, what are your Father's Day's gifts, do's and don'ts?
All right. My Father's Day will be at the mentoring camp with the boys who don't have fathers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good.
Which is so commendable.
Back,
so commendable.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. I like that.
And my kids sacrifice that day because they understand, because they get me all year long, so they ain't got no problem with it.
How unselfish of them.
That's why I'll be for Father's Day, just like I am every Father's Day. Now, what's your next question?
Well, go ahead, Tommy. You have something.
From a father to another father, how do you handle your kids taking you out to dinner, but then you got to pay the doggone bill? How do you handle that right there?
I don't really... your kids are young.
Yeah, and they don't have jobs. They got to get the money from you.
So they're not really taking you out to dinner.
We just going to eat. That's how it is.
You're just going to eat, and it's your day. There'd be plenty of room in the restaurant. Don't worry.
Yeah, and don't worry. After you fake your death. After you fake your death, Tommy, you don't have to worry about this
anymore. Y'all know Father's Day ain't nothing to y'all. Quit playing with us.
What?
Well, I mean, I want it to be something for you.
You can go to any restaurant, get a table.
It's not respected.
Because you guys don't carry the children.
Well, Tommy, is that a bonding day for you and Jordan on that day?
We bond every day.
Tommy, I have to say you're a great father. I've always said that to you. You're a really great father.
That's my little dude right there.
No, I'm just asking. Both of y'all in them high chairs? I thought that's some great bonding. He get his seat, you get yours.
So what? When you come to the house, I'm gonna have him just baptize you in the hot tub. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, so Steve, what about this? I mean, you know, we're talking about, you're saying Father's Day doesn't get the respect, say, that Mother's Day gets.
It doesn't.
But what about the gifts? What are some do's and don'ts as far as gifts are concerned?
Do get him something he won't.
Like what? Okay, like a person you have everything.
Ask him. Okay, then.
What do you want?
Okay, so they can't get what I want.
Mm-hmm. And what is that?
What is that?
Plane.
I like a new airplane.
Oh, okay. No, they can't.
Okay. All right, well, you were right.
You were right
when you said that.
So now that they're not going to give me what I want, then, you know.
What don't
but,
you want?
But do you know it's... You know, people look at you and
I don't
you, because you have
tie.
Everything.
Yeah, I don't
okay,
want
Okay,
no
sure, write that down. You don't want another tie.
Oh, God, I got to take my tie back now.
I know.
What's wrong with ties? You dress so well.
You love
ties. Yeah, I have plenty of ties. Oh, I don't need another one.
Okay, what about this? Socks and underwear.
Don't do that.
Why?
What's wrong with that?
Because you won't even know if I got them on.
But if you need it.
Yeah.
Why do I need
Some damn draw? I got him next.
And still, you don't wear drawers twice?
Huh?
Well, it's new drawers every time.
Wait, you're telling me he changes his underwear and then they wash it?
I don't think they wash drawers over there.
Excuse me. Yes, Junior, every day.
Junior,
what?
Yeah. Every day.
You wear a new pair of drawers every day?
Okay. Wow.
Okay. That boy got some money.
You ate now.
This boy got some money.
Okay, watch this. Watch this. Hey,
Wow.
You don't have money to change your drawers.
No,
but
you
he's
don't.
Saying
okay,
a new pair.
When you wash the load of clothes.
What? What if I don't?
I washed about five loads today.
When have you washed a load of clothes? When have you put the white pile over here, the dark colors over here?
Oh, we going on three years in this house.
Yeah.
I saw the laundry room 3 weeks ago. First time.
You kid.
For the first time.
Opened the door and was stunned.
Oh, you a mess.
He were like, oh, this is nice. What is this room?
Man, I've been going past that door. I'd have seen it, but
oh,
I ain't
God.
Never.
God.
You a mess.
Hey, man, seriously, I haven't put a load of clothes in the washing machine.
Well, that's okay.
My son washed something for me last year at the camp.
Yeah. You know how to wash. You just have
I did, but these new washing machines, they kind of throw you a little.
Oh, yeah, they different.
I don't really look at it, so I can't really. I could because I can read, so I can figure it out, but I'm probably not going to.
Yes.
What else?
What else?
Okay, what else do you want? Okay, you said don't get a tie. Don't get socks and underwear.
I like Cuban cigars. If you can illegally get them in for me, I'd appreciate it. Okay.
So you want someone to break the law.
Illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. What about like cufflinks and things like that?
He got cold.
No, they're not good. Well, you know what? My daughter Lori bought me a cold-blooded pair of cufflinks for, I think, my birthday.
Okay. All right. See, that was nice.
Father's Day is coming. I probably won't even see. I'll see two of my sons on Father's Day, but that's about it.
I got it. What about like, because women like this, like a spa day, like a day at the spa.
I don't want to go no damn spa. Sitting up in here.
I know what Steve would want. Like get a trip to Vegas.
Get a
trip to Vegas.
What?
Vegas.
What, girl? Vegas. What?
Yes, see?
You better send me.
So that's what you want.
Oh, man. You want that? I'll get you that. I pay for everything, your hotel room and flight.
But no, he Junior.
He flies private.
What hotel you think you
should be first class?
Not if I'm paying for it. He in comfort with me. We going to Vegas.
And where you putting him up at?
To me, where I'm putting him at? Where everybody putting him off the strip. What you talking about?
Off the strip.
We there together.
At the Rio.
We over at the Rio. They just remodeled it. They got
they
nice room.
At the Rio.
And he said not be mad.
They be kicking it.
Now, when you walk in your room, you going to see your window.
Well, now we figured it out.
Okay,
I got
trip to
Vegas.
Okay.
So we can do that.
I know a good gift for him.
What? I said it, a trip to Vegas. What else?
No, you
some shades. Some sunglasses.
Yeah, he likes sunglasses.
He loves sunglasses.
I don't want nobody buying me none because I like to try them.
Yeah, you got to try them on. You got to try them on.
Well, look like I ain't going to get nothing again this year.
Thank you
for bringing it up.
All right.
Thanks for bringing it up, guys.
Coming up, your nephew would run that prank back, Steve, right after this.